Think of the conditions that prevailed the last time you found yourself falling asleep whilst driving your car. Odds are the heater was blowing hot air on your face, the windscreen wipers were creating a hypnotic rhythm, and perhaps you were on a straight road ahead with no defining features on the landscape. It's a surefire recipe for nodding off. Now, think of the last time you found yourself battling to keep your eyes open in a presentation. Was the presenter fairly static, perhaps with limited gestures or animation? A flat, monotone voice, same pitch, same volume, droning on and on and on. Maybe you're not this kind of person. Hopefully, for your audience's sake, you aren't. However, when we're tired, or we get tired in the middle of delivering a lengthy presentation, we're all prone to losing our sparkle, and we run the risk of our audience slipping into a presentation-induced coma. So, how do we prevent this? How do we keep our audience focused, absorbing the information we're presenting? Welcome to Freshly Squeezed Presentations, the podcast. I'm Paul Tomes, and in this episode, I'd like to talk about different techniques to prevent energy levels from dropping off, injecting a degree of excitement and contrast into your presentation, making sure that you're competing for your audience's brain time. Let's face it, with laptops, smartphones, and tablets in their hands, these days it's easy for your audience to wander off into another world, a world of digital distraction. Hopefully, this has never happened to you. But if you've momentarily fallen asleep at the wheel of your car, you will know what it feels like as you suddenly become aware of your situation. We panic, we swerve to avoid the pavement, hit the brakes, adrenaline rushing through our bloodstream. A split second ago, we were almost asleep, and now we're wide awake, focused, alert, back in control. Any presentation audience will constantly be in a similar cycle of being attentive, distracted, mentally wandering off, and hopefully back to being attentive again. But we often lose them completely, buried into an email or a text message, or perhaps worse, talking to the person next to them. So learn to change gear in your presentation delivery often. Slam your message into top gear, put your foot on the accelerator, and just when the audience is getting used to the new pace, slam the brakes on and hammer home a crucial point. You can change gear with words, vocal quality, and body language. Here's a few ideas. Firstly, get louder. Look for parts of your presentation where you have license to sharply, rapidly increase the volume. Now watch your audience sit up and pay attention. As an example, so we ask the obvious question, why? Now continue at your normal volume. Get faster. You'll know when to do this. Find the parts of your presentation that set the scene, create context, rather than deliver crucial information. The stuff that normally goes into a document under the heading background. At this point, be brave. Deliver this a little faster, picking out the juicy bits, but ensure you still maintain good diction and pause a little more often to let people assimilate the information properly. Get bigger. Use bigger gestures to change gear. Run the risk that your deodorant is working, but keep your gestures slow and deliberate. Don't be scared to gesture to your screen. Leave your hand pointing to the information you're talking about whilst you bring your eye contact back to the audience. It makes you look like you're really in control. You can grow taller too. Simply get closer to your audience, and the dimension of what you're saying will automatically increase as well. Get creative. Use a word that the audience have never heard before. As an example, this process will need fascipulation. Fascipulation, a cross between facilitation and manipulation. You can get energetic. For instance, you might be using slides and some other medium like a whiteboard or a poster or some kind of prop. Don't dilly-dally between the different mediums. Jog there. Demonstrate to the audience that you're prepared to burn energy to transfer information to them faster. And best of all, you can change into top gear by combining many of these elements together. Walk toward the audience and with large, deliberate hand gestures in a loud voice, ask them a question, perhaps a rhetorical question. So, how do you think I'm going to keep you off your computers in the next 20 minutes? At this point, you'll have woken the dead, and in a stage whisper, let me tell you the secret.
You're listening to Freshly Squeezed Presentations, the podcast. You can find more episodes of Freshly Squeezed Presentations on iTunes or at Paul Tomes. www.freshlysqueezepresentations.co.za.